Inglês da Roma. We heard more about St. John the Baptist. St. John the Baptist, who preached about the baptism of repentance by the river Jordan in preparation for the coming of the Messiah. St. John the Baptist, who preached interior penance, particularly the doing of one's duty. When various people asked him what they should do after they have repented of their sins, he told them, in general, to do their duty, to do your job. All different classes came, or people came, for all of them, the same task, do your duty. The French penance is probably something interior. It consists mainly in having compunction of heart, or an abiding soul, or having a love, which leads to our obtaining the pardon for our sins. But St. John added yet another element, which is also interior, the doing of our duty. It's necessary to avoid wrong ideas about penance. There is an exterior penance, certainly. But it's only useful if it's a fruit of an interior penance which leads to it. The Pharisees, well known, from their external observances of the law of doing penance, and required by the law of Moses, but they were nothing in their hearts. Hypocrites, said Jesus many times, when he was referring to their observances. They did not have an interior spirit of penance. They did not have a deep sorrow for their sins. They did not have a desire to make amends. Penance is interior and consists of doing our duty in all things and at all times. So we can ask ourselves at the great moment, what is God's will for me here and now? What is my obligation? The pressure we apply will depend on our state of mind, on our profession, and on our work in life. Once we realize our duty, let's do it as though it were the only thing we have to do here and now, without arguments or excuses, or with all of our work. Whether we like it or not, whether it costs us an effort or not, that is the true penance. That is the true interior penance of which St. John the Baptist preached and which the church also embraces. This is the principal virtue of St. Paul. to resent, to spirit of praise, to speak to crowds of the time, and to exhort them to the baptism of conversion for the forgiveness of sins. As the last of the prophets, St. John the Baptist's work was very important, since he preferred the way for Jesus and sent him, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. So his baptism was the baptism of repentance and found its perfection with the new one made in the three persons of the Trinity, the baptism we receive. Dear friends, repentance is the door that opens to allow Jesus' presence to any soul. With Jesus, we cannot cheat, we can't lie. There is no forgiveness if there is no true repentance. Christ is running in the highest heaven, but his way on earth is made in a humble and contrite heart. Every person that receives this inner gift receives also a mission very similar to that of St. John the Baptist. This mission is humble and powerful. It consists in struggling to destroy every darkness. It consists in struggling to be source of edification. It consists in suffering for the kingdom of God in preparing the way of the world. Everyone being baptized has the duty to proclaim the good news of the kingdom of heaven through his faith, examples, good works, and works. Every human being is able to be the temple of God. Unfortunately, many temples are still sealed, closed, filled with cold and darkness, jealousy and resentment. Dear friends, there must happen. There is no true Christmas without true penance, without true forgiveness. This is the beauty of Christmas. Each one of us can become a living exterior that is the same where Jesus wants to abide.